Hamas required in phase two of the U.S. peace plan to disarm. When asked by ABC's Karen Travers how the president intends to enforce that.
And if they don't disarm, we will disarm them.
How will you do that?
I don't have to explain that to you. But if they don't disarm, we will disarm them.
The president,
they know I'm not playing games.
The president says it will happen quickly and perhaps violently. Four more deceased hostage bodies were recovered and turned over to the Red Cross and IDF today. The remains of 20 other hostages killed in Gaza have not yet been located. President Trump hosted Argentina's leader today with the U.S. signing off on a $20 billion currency swap with Argentina's central bank. That move has angered many American farmers who say the bailout allows Argentina to sell its soybeans to China. The president says China, by not buying American soybeans, was engaging in an economically hostile act and vowed retribution, including that the U.S. would stop buying cooking oil. This is ABC News. A new review of popular protein powders by Consumer Reports finding that there's also high levels of lead in many of those products. Here's ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Of the 23 protein powders and shakes, Consumer Reports says it recently analyzed, more than two-thirds had more lead in a single serving than what its experts say is safe to consume in a day, some by more than 10 times. Unlike drugs, the FDA doesn't review, approve, or test supplements like protein powders before they're sold. Federal regulations also don't generally require supplement makers to prove their products are safe.
The Supreme Court today rejected the appeal from conservative commentator and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, who was ordered to pay $1.4 billion in damages to the families of victims of the 2012 shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School. After calling the shooting a hoax, the court did not explain the denial. 20 children and 6 adults were killed in that mass shooting. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified Black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Rooney & Associates, your American Family Insurance agents. Insurance designed with you in mind. Areas of light rain continue tonight, low 48. Scattered light rain until midday tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high 59, and mostly cloudy with a few showers possible tomorrow night and a low of 49. Currently in Richland Center, we are receiving light rain. The winds are out of the south-southwest at 3 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 51 degrees.
This is Leah with Rooney & Associates, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in the Boscobel and surrounding communities, our agency would love to see what we can do for you. We specialize in home, auto, umbrella, and life insurance. Give us a call, stop by our office in Boscobel, or visit our website at leahrooneyagency.com for your insurance needs today. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Cruvatz. A Baraboo man has pled guilty to vehicular homicide under the use of a controlled substance. Taureen M. Johnson Putman, 32, of Baraboo, was arrested following the death of Kristen M. Harding, 61, of Baraboo. Harding was riding a bicycle on Levee Road near North Hine Road October 8, 2024, and was hit by an SUV. The SUV did not stop. Johnson Putman was arrested for the hit and run later that night in Columbia County. Taureen Johnson Putman pled guilty to the one charge. Three other charges will be read in. They are hit and run involving death, homicide by negligent operation of a vehicle, and knowingly operating while suspended causing death. Bond has been revoked pending sentencing. A sentencing hearing has been scheduled for January 23rd. A bill being considered at the Capitol would bar health insurance companies from requiring providers to accept virtual credit card payments. Chiropractor and state representative Clint Moses of Menominee is the bill's author. At a recent public hearing, he said this payment method has a pitfall for providers, sticking them with a fee that they end up having to absorb and basically pass on to their other patients. Patrick Teep, a dentist and legislative advocacy chair of the Wisconsin Dental Association, compared virtual credit card payment requirements to deductions on your paycheck that you didn't authorize. He said the payment method is not only not transparent, but is not fair business practice. The bill wouldn't prohibit healthcare providers from accepting virtual credit card payments, but insurance companies would have to make any extra associated cost clear in contracts with providers. Legislation from both parties is targeting ticket scalpers in Wisconsin. The Democratic bill named the Swifty Act would ban the use of artificial intelligence bots to artificially hoard tickets before fans would be able to buy them. Under the Republican bill, individuals could still purchase and resell tickets, but there would be a $1,000 fine for ticket companies that violate the rules. Ticket retailers or event operators would also have to forfeit profits earned from any tickets sold. In March, President Donald Trump issued an executive order that orders the Federal Trade Commission to enforce fair ticketing practices. The battle for Western Wisconsin's House seat is already heating up. Democrat Rebecca Cook is reporting that she raised almost $1 million in the latest quarter. Cook, who narrowly lost to Republican Derek Van Orden last cycle, says her campaign takes no money from corporate PACs. Official fundraising totals for both candidates are coming in this week. A state education board has some new names. Governor Evers has made three appointments to the Wisconsin Technical College System Board. Frances Huntley Cooper joins with years of experience in public service and education, including making history as Wisconsin's first elected African-American mayor. Dr. Michael Rosen is a retired economics professor and longtime union leader. Eli Guthrie is a current business student at Chippewa Valley Technical College, and he rounds out the group. The governor says the variety of backgrounds is key to serving Wisconsin's workforce and technical college students. A domestic disturbance ended in an arrest. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a domestic disturbance occurring on North 7th Street in the village of Avoca. Avoca Police Department and Iowa County Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene. As a result, Randall T. Prestwood, 60 of Avoca, was arrested on the charge of disorderly conduct. Prestwood was transported to the Iowa County Jail, where he was later released on bond. The annual Harvest Dinner and Auction to support Boscobel Mobile Pack for Feed My Starving Children will be held Saturday at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. There will be many great items to bid on. Bruce Pitsley is with Boscobel Mobile Pack and an organizer of the event.
In the past, we've had everything from apples to baby goats donated and everything in between. This year, we have a lot of quality handcrafted wood items already. We've got some beautiful quilts that have been donated, some meat bundles, firewood, and the past 2 years we've had an anonymous donor donate over 70 brand new items, and she's going to do that again this year. Some of those items are small electronics, vacuum cleaners, air fryers, air grills, solar phone chargers, beauty care products. There's so many items that there's too many to mention. So we're looking forward to seeing those items show up again, and it'll be a great night.
Money raised from the event will go to a worthy cause.
We have a meal. We're only asking $10 donation for the meal. And part of our fundraiser is the meal, and it's generated for feeding starving children around the world. Feed My Starving Children is a Christian nonprofit whose goal is to eradicate starvation and hunger throughout the world, specifically in children. They have permanent packing sites in Illinois, Minnesota, Texas, and Arizona where volunteers can register for a two-hour shift. And during that shift, they'll assemble meal ingredients into scientifically formulated meal packets called Manipacks. They also take that same model on the road to mobile packs, just like the one we have in Boscobel. As of now, there are over 260 mobile packs around the country, and the upcoming one in April of 2026 will be our 14th annual in basketball.
Bruce Pitsley says that along with the meal, there will be various activities at the fundraiser.
This year, our meal will be smoked pulled pork sandwiches, cheesy potatoes, coleslaw, and beans, and we are having dessert also. We also have silent auction, live auction, and we're also doing card raffles. We're going to have two card raffle items. One of them is a really nice Blackstone griddle with a cover, and we'll be selling chances for that, $10 per card, and we'll sell a deck of cards that way, and we'll have another item also, which is yet to be determined, and those items are being anonymously donated also.
Auction preview and social time will begin at 5. The dinner will be served at 6, and the live auction will begin at 7. If you are interested in making a donation, quality items can be dropped off at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet from 4 to 8 on either Thursday or Friday. Baked goods are also welcome. For more information about the Boscobel Mobile Pack, contact Bruce Pitsley at 608-485-2678 or Catherine Pitsley at 608-485-2554. On May 5, 1961, Alan Shepard launched into space, becoming the first American to go there. In a one-room rural schoolhouse near Viroqua, there was an 8-year-old second grader, Mark Lee, watching the event on a black-and-white TV with a coat hanger connected on top for better reception. That is the day Mark decided he was going to be an astronaut. Over the next several years, Mark followed the space program, and in particular, the career of Deke Slayton, who had grown up just 35 miles from Viroqua in Sparta. As time went on, Mark learned about the backgrounds of these original astronauts and other astronauts selected in the 1960s. In high school, Mark became aware of and applied to the Air Force Academy. He received an appointment through Congressman Vernon Thompson and headed off to Colorado Springs, Colorado in June of 1970. At the Academy, Mark majored in civil engineering and after graduation went to Laughlin Air Force Base in Del Rio, Texas. As one of the top graduates, he proceeded on to fighter lead-in training at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico and then F-4 upgrade training at Luke Air Force Base in Phoenix, Arizona. Mark demonstrated great proficiency in weapons delivery and earned the Barry Goldwater Award as the top gun. Next, it was off to Kadena Air Base in Okinawa, Japan. While there, to enhance his resume for astronaut selection, he applied to graduate school at Massachusetts Institute of Technology. He was admitted to the College of Mechanical Engineering, studying graphite epoxy composite materials, and earned a master's degree in 1980. In early 1984, NASA announced they were going to select another group of astronauts. Mark applied and was one of 17 selected out of 5,000 applicants. After 1 year of astronaut candidate training, the class of 1984 was eligible for flight assignments. Mark was the first in his class to receive a spaceflight assignment. However, the Challenger accident in January 1986 curtailed all future flights. Once flights resumed, Mark flew on STS-30 in May 1989. The crew deployed the planetary probe Magellan, which was responsible for mapping over 95% of the surface of Venus. Magellan was the first planetary probe deployed from a shuttle and has been one of NASA's most successful scientific missions. Mark's second mission was aboard Endeavour in 1992. For this mission, he was the payload commander, assigning him overall crew responsibility for planning, integration, and on-orbit coordination of payload and space shuttle activities. Mark's third mission aboard Discovery, launched in 1994, with him serving as a mission specialist. This mission involved the first untethered extra-vehicular activity in 10 years using the simplified aid for EVA rescue. For his development work in on-orbit flight test, Mark was awarded the Distinguished Flying Cross. On Mark's fourth space flight, he again served as payload commander aboard Discovery in 1997. On his four missions, Mark Lee traveled over 13 million miles, circled the world 517 times, and logged 25 EVA hours during 33 days in orbit. During his Air Force and NASA career, he has flown a total of 4,500 hours. For all his achievements in the Air Force and NASA, Mark was awarded many medals and citations. Astronaut Mark Lee from Viroqua will be inducted into the Wisconsin Aviation Hall of Fame on Saturday at the EAA Museum in Oshkosh.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Larry L. Kohlmeyer, 85 of Avoca, died Wednesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 3 at the Pratt Funeral Home Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Muscadet Saturday from 1 until the time of service at 3. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Avoca Fire and Rescue. Larry L. Kohlmeyer, 85, of Avoca. Delbert Charles Coleman, Jr., age 85, died Thursday at New Hampton Nursing and Rehab in Iowa. Funeral services will be held next Tuesday, October 21st at 2, at the Pratt Memorial Chapel with burial to follow in the Dayton Corner Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel next Tuesday, October 21st, from 1 until the time of service at 2. Delbert Charles Coleman, Jr., age 85. Suzanne J. Stelt, 75 of Blue River, died Thursday at Schmidt Woodland Hills after a short battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, November 1st at 4 at the Dousman House in Prairie du Chien. You are invited to bring photos or mementos of Suzanne to share. Suzanne J. Stelt, 75 of Blue River.
Remember when they used to ask, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" At Bank of America, we ask every day, "What would you like the power to do?" When you work here, you help build businesses, inspire communities, and forge legacies. And now we've raised our U.S. minimum wage to $25 an hour. So the opportunity to do more also comes with competitive pay. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/25. Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a large shield of light rain is pushing across the upper Midwest, extending from the eastern Dakotas across Minnesota, northern Iowa, now moving into western Wisconsin. This will be with us much of tonight into early tomorrow. The amount should not be too high, but maybe a few tenths of an inch in spots. This will help keep our temperatures a little bit on the cool side tomorrow yet, with lots of cloud cover out there and a damp easterly wind. Now, it looks like we'll see warmer air spill back into the region by Thursday and Friday as some gusty south winds return. In fact, temperatures could be about 15 to 20 degrees above normal on Friday. It'll stay unsettled, though, as another front moves in from the plains, accompanying with low pressure. Could spin up a few showers and thunderstorms out there Friday into Friday night. Most of that rain ending by early Saturday, but we can't rule out a few stray sprinkles over the weekend as cooler air moves back in once again. So tonight, look for cloudy skies with areas of light rain continuing, temperature dropping down to the upper 40s, northeast wind 5 to 15. Tomorrow, scattered light rain until midday, mostly cloudy, high 59, east wind between 5 and 10. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, a couple of showers possible, low at 49 degrees. Thursday, cloudy with some off and on showers expected, high in the upper 60s. As we go into Friday, warmer and windy, showers returning in the evening, possibly some thunder, low 56, high 77. Saturday, light showers lingering in the morning and breezy, low 55, high 67. Sunday, variably cloudy and seasonably cool, maybe some afternoon sprinkles. low 42 with a high of 59, and Monday partly cloudy, low 38 with highs in the mid-60s. Have yourself a great evening out there. Drive carefully on any wet roadways. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, we are receiving light sprinkles, and our current temperature is 50 degrees after a high today of 60 and a morning low of 38. Yesterday's high was 74, and we received 3 107-inch of rain. Record high set back in 1989 is 83 degrees, with a record low of 25 that was set back in 2002. Last year's high was 49 with a low of 39. Sunset will take place tonight at 6:20, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:15. Winds are out of the west-southwest at 6 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.22, and we have received 2 107-inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 50 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. Phil Nee has a look at tonight's area high school events.
The River Valley swim team is at Lodi against Portage and Lodi tonight. River Valley is playing at Dodgeville, Dodge Point, the host for Southwest Wisconsin Conference Soccer. Ithaca plays at Waseca Steuben in volleyball, Weston at Kickapoo, Lafarge at North Crawford, DeSoto at Seneca from the Ridge and Valley. Boscobel is hosting a quad featuring Darlington, Iowa Grant, and Riverdale. And coming up in the Southwest Conference, River Valley is at Richland Center. It's a special cancer awareness night for the Richland Center Hornet volleyball team. Here is Coach Jamie Johnson.
Each of the kids have listed a cancer that's impacted them personally or, that they want to bring awareness to. And so then we'll also take a free will donation. We'll have a box there, but also we'll do the 3 minutes where the JV players will go through the crowd and collect cash. We've been able to donate about $600 last 2 years, I think, to Walk with Grace. Just we take what people give us that night and take that down there to a great organization that does a lot of good for the local community. It means a lot to us. We got some new uniforms actually this year just because, we wanted to match our other style, but just we had some people that heard about that and even made donations to help purchase our instead of Pink Night, our cancer awareness, because, all the different colors are represented. So it's kind of a bright tie-dye. It means a lot to our program. We kind of remember Sharon Pansky, too, a former athletic trainer here who had her battle. And just it's impacted the coaching staff as well as the players.
Richland Center volleyball coach Jamie Johnson. His team hosts River Valley for an event coming up tonight in the Southwest Conference. We'll have it for you on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
What do you look for in an insurance agency? Is it service or premium or both? Those are two good reasons to call Schwartz Insurance for your insurance protection. With Schwartz Insurance, you'll have a local person to help you find the right coverage for your agribusiness, personal, and business insurance, and a local person to answer any questions and help you deal with any issues that may arise. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual Insurance want you to be sure you have the best protection at the best cost. Call 647-8891 for peace of mind insurance protection.
Plans are underway for the 2025 through 26 season of the Richland Center Church League Volleyball. The season is tentatively slated to begin the week of October 27th. Teams interested in playing must contact the league no later than Friday, October 17th, to be the part of the league. To sign up for questions, email rcchurchleague@yahoo.com or call Jeremiah Hassel at 608-320-2157 or Dave Turk at 608-604-0846. A ninth-inning Brewer comeback fell short when Bryce Tarang struck out last night. The Dodgers won the first game of the National League Championship Series 2-1. Blake Snell blanked Milwaukee on one hit over the first eight innings. The bases were loaded when Tarang missed connections on a high pitch with two out. Freddie Peralta will get the start for Game 2 of the series tonight, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch is at 7:08, with the pregame starting at around 6:30. Max Muncy came within inches of hitting a grand slam for the Dodgers to open the scoring in the National League Championship Series. Instead, the Milwaukee Brewers turned it into one of the most incredible double plays in postseason history. With the bases loaded and one out in the fourth inning, Muncy hit a long drive to center field. Sal Frelick jumped and reached over the wall in an attempt to make the catch. The ball popped out of Frelick's glove and hit the top of the fence before Frelick caught it in the air. He fired the ball in, and Brewers catcher William Contreras forced out one runner at home plate and another at third base for the most unusual 8-6-2 inning-ending double play. The Wisconsin men's basketball team is ranked 24th in the first AP poll of the preseason. The Badgers are listed among top 25 teams in that initial poll for the first time in 5 years. Coach Greg Gard's squad is scheduled to meet at least seven ranked opponents, I should say, this season. Veterans John Blackwell and Nolan Winter will be counted on for leadership. Packers coach Matt LaFleur tells reporters his team avoided something serious. According to an MRI of defensive end Lucas Van Ness, foot injury, AcmePackingCompany.com reports that the safety Javon Bullard left the action Sunday for a head injury but won't have to enter concussion protocol. LaFleur didn't offer an update on wide receiver Dontavian Wicks' ankle injury. And a four-game losing streak is impacting Wisconsin's football recruiting. Wide receiver Tayshaun Bardo of Indiana has decommitted from the program. Bardo had been a true believer and had been actively working to get other high school standouts to come to Madison. The Badgers' losing streak is four games in a row with the 37-0 defeat against Iowa. Bucky's FifthQuarter.com reports that others could follow Bardo's departure. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. And Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
With area students having been back in school for about a month and a half now, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society would like to take this opportunity and remind everyone of some of the many important lessons that we can all learn from our pets. First, be curious. Don't be afraid to try new things and never lose your playful side. Second, rather than dwelling on the past or worrying about the future, embrace the moment you're in. And third, like your loving pets, be sure to let others, including your pets, know that you love them unconditionally. And finally, never underestimate the value of a good nap. All About Pets, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessareallc.com.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small town convenience. It's Aiderers in Plain.
Soybeans and hogs were lower Tuesday. Corn finished mixed and cattle closed higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. When it comes to short stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans closed modestly lower on fund and technical selling. CONAB is projecting higher production in Brazil, along with an increase in exports due to U.S. tensions with China. Parts of the United States could see some near-term minor harvest delays. November beans were down 1 1/4 at 10.06 1/2, and January was a penny lower at 10.24 1/4. December soybean meal was up 20 cents at 274.30. December soybean oil was down 3 points at 50.57. Corn closed steady to firm, adjusting spreads, monitoring the U.S. harvest pace and planting conditions in Argentina and Brazil. CONAB sees a year-to-year decline in total corn production for Brazil, but does expect higher exports. December was up 2 1/4 at 413, and March was 2 higher at 429 1/4. And wheat was up on short covering and technical buying. It's oversold, but any sustained upside could be limited by the rise in supplies for several competing exporters. While rain has delayed the U.S. harvest in some areas, the soil moisture is mostly welcome. December Chicago was 3 1/2 higher at $5 1/4. December Kansas City was up 7 1/4 at 488 1/2. December Minneapolis wheat was 2 higher at 553 1/2. Live and feeder cattle were sharply higher ahead of direct business, with feeders in the lead on the tight supply-ready numbers. December live is up 175 at 246.50. February was 132 higher at 248.52. November feeder cattle were up $4.60 at 381.32. and hogs were down on profit taking in the recent mixed trend in the wholesale market. December was down $1.70 at $83.15, and February was $1.52 lower at $85.45. Megan Grebner has your full look at cash livestock after this.
It's another season of Green Bay Packers football, and I've got you covered every step of the way with the Titletown Report. Hi, I'm Bill Scott. Each weekday, I'll bring you the latest news on the Green Bay Packers, injuries, game previews, post-game reaction, and insight you won't get anywhere else. From training camp to the playoffs, it's your daily connection to the green and gold. Don't miss a report this season. Catch Bill Scott's Titletown Report free and on demand at WRN.com.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
It was another slow day for direct cash cattle trade activity. Bids were elusive. Asking prices did surface at $240 plus live in parts of the South, but weren't established in the North. If business follows the trend of recent weeks, look for trade to hold out until sometime Thursday and or Friday. Boxed beef closed higher with solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 51 cents at $364.42. Select was 80 cents higher at $350.55. Estimated cattle slaughter was 120,000 head. Cash hogs closed mixed with a solid negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the national daily direct up 76 cents with a weighted average of 93.05. The Iowa Minnesota was 30 cents lower with a weighted average of 92.13. And the Western Corn Belt down 37 cents with a weighted average of 92.03. Pork values were firm, up 17 cents at 103.76, and estimated hog slaughter was 491,000 head. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. A market analyst suggests the soybean market is in a unique spot. Brian Doherty with Total Farm Marketing says a prolonged trade war with China would keep prices range-bound or lower.
The bean market has, I think, of all the markets out there, corn, beans, and wheat, those three, the bean market, just the nature of them, they have the quickest potential to change not only price, but just change in perception quickly.
More news is next.
A season is full of numbers. 21 days scouting fields. 168 hours in the cab, 540 cups of coffee consumed. At Golden Harvest, we know your most important number doesn't just happen. Every result is built by putting in the work and making the right calls with a partner who knows your acres. See how it all adds up beyond the bushels at goldenharvestseeds.com/harvest.
With corn rootworm costing farmers up to $1 billion a year, you need the right strategy. Introducing Durastack Trait Technology, featuring three powerful modes of action to strike corn rootworm at full force, outsmart, outmaneuver, and outmatch their every move with the industry's first triple BT protein stack built for corn rootworm control. Take back your yield potential. Make your move at Durastack.com. Available for the 2027 season.
Farmer in central Missouri says he's concerned about how expensive it is to raise corn and soybeans.
It's going to be a rough year next year.
Jay Schutte says even when you prepay and consider better seed genetics, it's hard to make things pencil out. An ag equipment specialist says farm machinery sales continue to weaken in the U.S. Kurt Blades with the Association of Equipment Manufacturers says farmers are hesitant to make purchases due to the slumping ag economy.
Feed and fertilizer and crop protection, and let's throw equipment in there as well. There's a lot of pressure on farmers' bottom lines. So that is impacting what that looks like, you know, for the the next few months.
The USDA says corn inspections last week were more than double a year ago, with Mexico and Colombia as the top destinations, and the overall pace staying faster than last marketing year. More news online at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Save time and money by getting everything you need in one place. Call the experts at Harchie Lumber, probably serving this area since 1969. Conveniently located on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg, chances are you'll find exactly what you're looking for. Harchie Lumber carries one of the largest selections of steel roofing and siding in Wisconsin, plus a full line of home and pool building materials. Need prefab wall panels? They custom build them and deliver with their own crane truck for fast, efficient setup. Call Harchie Lumber at 985-7207.
With the uncertainty in crop prices right now, let Cal Seeds and Golden Harvest take some worry away during this harvest season. From now until Friday, capture max discounts and 0% interest financing for your 2026 seed needs. The best part? You don't have to have an order put in until November 14th. Just by signing up for your Golden Advantage, you capture the max discounts and 0% financing. That's 0% until December 2026. It only takes 5 minutes to sign up. Call Kelsey Faber at 608-415-0765. Have a safe and bountiful harvest.
I'm Larry Lee, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Low commodity prices are causing tight margins and difficult times for crop farmers. But many beef producers are able to take advantage of low feed cost and high consumer demand. And even though the nation's cattle herd numbers are not growing, profits are for both beef and beef on dairy producers. We'll hear from Matt Wolf at EverAg next on today's Managing for Profit.
Trust isn't given, it's earned. Story by story, season after season. At Brownfield Ag News, we've spent decades on the ground, in the fields, and in your communities. We don't just report on ag, we live it. And we share it across radio, social, and digital platforms to keep you connected, because we know that getting the story right matters to you. Brownfield Ag News, verified and unbiased.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Matt Wolf at EverAg says the cattle market has done nothing but go higher.
Over the last, let's call it year and a half, we've seen this market trade a good buck and a half higher on the feeder cattle side. We have fat cattle trading in the 240s now. So we have the feeder cattle market up in the 370s. We got real close hitting there, and then we pulled back down. But, comfortably, we're sitting here in the 350s, 355s, the deferreds out in the 2026 are trading in the 340s right now. So overall, these are fantastic prices that cattlemen and your dairy farmers are able to take advantage of over the course of hopefully another year, 2 years into the future here.
We've heard that the overall beef cattle herd is not rebuilding, or at least not rebuilding very quickly.
As far as tightness in the cattle industry, headcounts, we're going to remain tight. We could look at heifer retention. We've started. Have we started to a degree that we've seen back in 2014, 2015? As far as right now, we haven't. Something we have to be careful about, though, is what we're doing behind the scenes. It's just like when we have a lack of milk production out there, we produce more components. Well, the same thing's happening here on the beef side. Our carcass weights last year were about 30, 35 pounds heavier than 2024. Now we're seeing our carcass weights a good 22 to 25 pounds heavier than they were last year. So over the last 2 years, even though we're tight on cattle, those carcass weights are equivalent to 50 pounds roughly higher than 2 years ago. Do the math, when we kill about 550,000 animals per week, we don't need to see our cattle supplies get back to where they were last year just because of the excess weight we're adding to these animals now.
Is that a more profitable way to raise them, just to get them heavier before they go to market, or will they be better off going back to selling them at later weights?
You have to look at your facility and basically look at where you're at in the United States, up north and through the Corn Belt where corn is cheap. The more weight you're able to add on to them, it makes sense. sense. These packers are paying big bucks. Deferred futures are 220, 230. And costs of gain are so cheap that it makes sense that you're able to pay a higher price for this day-old calf or even a 4 or 5 weight out there, because we know through the equations with cheap feed out there, we could pack on the pounds, we could do it fast, and we have high prices out there into 2026 to cover these animals with.
That's Matt Wolf from EverEgg, and I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
This world barefoot, that's the way I plan to go out. No shoes, no shirt, in a tiki hut, sipping umbrella drinks from coconuts. The warm sun melts my problems, ice cold beer, crawfish boiling, sandy toes, photo bombs, my pictures of the ocean, the smell of suntan lotion. No worries about tomorrow, I'm making footprints in the sand today. I'm living nothing but good vibrations. Always barefoot, always living on vacation. I came into this world barefoot, that's the way I plan to go out. Yeah, I came into this world barefoot, that's the way I plan to go out. Sand castles and salt water, I can see your hair getting blonder. Mind if I got lost to sea with you and your dark tan body? Our love revolves around the sun. It gets stronger when we soak it in fun. The humidity's like a cool breeze as long as you're right here with me. I know heaven can't be too far from these postcard perfect waves. I'm living off nothing but good vibrations. Always barefoot, always living on vacation. I came into this world barefoot, that's the way I plan to go out. Yeah, I came into this world barefoot, that's the way I plan to go out.
Nash Revival with Barefoot on Country and Community. Good evening. I'm Tim Thied. I'll be here until probably around 7. That's when we'll have our volleyball broadcast start. That's River Valley at Richland Center in high school volleyball. Phil Neal will be making the call for that game. So pregame around 7 o'clock. Depends on how soon they start. JV, they played before then, so we'll see how soon they get done. And once they wrap things up and they're ready to go for the varsity game, we'll bring that broadcast to you. Hoping your day is a good one. Kind of a rainy one out right now. Not really heavy rain either. More kind of on the light side. Last I checked, we did have some sprinkles coming down. And our current temperature is 51 degrees, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. And yeah, we're almost to the middle of the week already, and almost towards the middle of October. So hard to believe on that, but hope everything goes well for each and every one of you. From the Lost and Found Department, lost a set of keys on the keychain in a metal red rose. Or on the keychain, which is a metal red rose. That's what that is. Anyways, if you find those keys on that metal red rose keychain, the person that lost it isn't sure where she lost it, but it is somewhere in the area. But if you do find keys like that, give a call to 608-604-9531. And there are three meetings going on tonight. One's going to be coming up actually pretty shortly here. And that meeting is the Boaz Village Board. They meet tonight at 6 at the Boaz Community Building. The agenda may be accessed 48 hours before the meeting at boazwi.gov/meetings. Another meeting going on tonight is the Bauer Gunnell Dalton VFW Post 2267 is having their monthly meeting, and that's at the American Legion Post 13 Hall in Richland Center. Comradeship starts at 6:30 with the meeting to follow at 7. All current members or those eligible to join are encouraged to attend. And also, the Rolling Hills Toastmasters Club, they will meet tonight from 6:30 to 8. Meetings are held at the Eagle School in Classroom 2. Meetings are hybrid, meaning you can attend in person or by Zoom. For more information or the Zoom link, call 608-604-7743.
Since 1986, Lime Ridge Ag has been a partner with livestock and crop growers in the area. They have also helped support the community, schools, organizations, and people in need. And the primary ability for them to give back is with the support the community has shown them. Thanks for nearly 40 years of feeding your dairy, your hogs and beef, your poultry, pets, horses, and show animals. Thanks for the opportunity to provide agronomy-based products as well as feed and grain handling equipment. Lime Ridge Ag, helping grow nutritionally sound beef, pork, and dairy products.
Hey, it's Tony with Town Taxi. You know, there's nearly 100 taxi rides given in Richland Center every day, and almost 80% of those are senior or disabled residents of our beloved community trying to live their best life and paying out of pocket for transportation, and many insurances don't cover it. That's why we created the Town Taxi Free Ride Fund, offering free local healthcare transportation to those in need and allowing them the freedom to spend their own money on more enjoyable things like the hair salon, attending local events, or even just a shopping trip. At Town Taxi, we go the extra mile for a smile, serving Richland Center and all its surrounding communities. Call today to see how you or your organization can help at 647-3114. Town Taxi. Shop local. Ride local.
October 23rd marks the start of Red Ribbon Week, a national drug prevention awareness campaign supporting youth and adults. The Richland Hospital and Clinics joins the work of Partners for Prevention in helping take a stand for our future. Saying no to drugs isn't just a choice. It's a commitment to your dreams, your health, and your community. Join millions across the country in celebrating a drug-free life.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is bursting with the flavors of fall. Check out Honeycrisp, Cortland Macintosh, and many more apples. The bakery's in full swing with fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies ready for your oven, gooey caramel apples. While you're there, stock up on fresh apple cider, cranberries, pumpkin, squash, and other seasonal treats. And here's the cherry. Oh, apple on top. Every Tuesday, take 10% off all apple purchases. Celebrate the taste of fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every bite tastes like autumn.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
At USA Mortgage, we get it. Not everyone has 20% down or perfect credit. That's why we're proud to be ranked among the top FHA, VA, and USDA mortgage lenders in the country. Whether you're a first-time buyer or starting over, yes, you can buy a home. Don't believe us? Call the Schultz Mortgage Team today at 608-738-8765. That's 608-738-8765. Let's make home happen.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must. And Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
100.9 WRCO.
drift. Hate how it still gets my heart breaking, beating out my chest. Hate how you're laughing and acting like what we had is gone. Girl, it ain't been that long.
I found new notes on that old guitar. She believed I could be a star. She told me that she wanted to be fair. She said, love alone to hold you down. Boy, you're glory bound. But we can't share a world of different dreams. So I chased mine, and she found hers too. But someone else made hers come true. Now I'm a star, but every time I sing,
my heart goes
drifting down the dusty Dixie Road, taking my mind back in time.
LA lights burn like hell. Once you know,
Dixie Road.
Every night I'm in a different place, and I'm searching every stranger's face, trying to find a girl who's just not there. She's back there in Montgomery, and I'm clear across the country. But whenever I'm alone, I go back there. My heart goes
drifting down the dusty Dixie Road, taking my mind back in time.
LA lights burn like hell. Once you know,
you left heaven waiting down the Dixie Road.
My heart goes drifting down the dusty Dixie Road.
You left heaven waiting down Dixie Road.
dusty Dixie road, taking my mind back in time. LA lights burn like hell, once you know. You left heaven way now on Dixie road. My heart goes drifting down a dusty Dixie road.
ABC News at 6 is sponsored by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The path to lasting peace in Gaza already facing challenges. President Trump issuing a warning to Hamas to disarm or they will be forced to disarm. ABC's Marcus Moore says Hamas has been settling scores inside Gaza.
You see seven blindfolded men who were executed there by a Hamas-linked group. There are a number of groups that have been operating in Gaza, including one that has not only carried out this execution, but there have been clashes between Hamas and also other militias and gangs.